A low-pressure system combined with high tides could lead to flooding on the Saanich Peninsula and the southern Gulf Islands on Monday and Tuesday. According to a special weather statement issued Sunday afternoon by Environment Canada, a period of low barometric pressure and high astronomical tide will produce elevated water levels Monday and Tuesday around high tide. Minor coastal flooding is possible along exposed shorelines, the statement says. In Sydney, the town was advising residents to maintain distance from the water if spending time near the ocean, and said a sandbag station was set up at Iroquois Park for community members who need to protect property from flooding. On top of that, Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement warning of heavy rain expected to hit parts of Vancouver Island and BC's south coast on Monday. Heavy rain is forecast for West Vancouver Island, Inland Vancouver Island and East Vancouver Island between Nanoose Bay and Fanny Bay. Expected rainfall amounts range from 50 mm on the eastern island to 150 mm on the west coast. A high streamflow advisory remained in place for all of Vancouver Island and the south coast on Sunday. That indicates river levels are rising or expected to rise rapidly, but that no major flooding is expected. Minor flooding in low-lying areas is possible. Metro Vancouver, Fraser Valley, Howe Sound, Whistler, Sea to Sky Highway and the Sunshine Coast are also under rainfall warnings. On the North Island, Environment Canada is warning of winds of up to 90 km an hour with gusts up to 120 km per hour over exposed coastal locations. High winds may result in power outages and fallen tree branches. An atmospheric river storm is expected to make landfall on Monday, bringing areas of heavy rain as it moves across southern BC, the statement says. Very heavy rain, and rain on snow at higher elevations, will increase the risk of flooding and landslides. Although the storm is expected to be much weaker than the atmospheric river that caused widespread flooding and landslides and cut off major highway and rail links in November 2021, Environment Canada recommends people monitor forecasts for the latest information. To report severe weather, send an email to bcstorm@ec.gc.ca or tweet reports using hashtag BCStorm.